what would you say if I said that I could bring them back?
I guess I'd say I never thought of that.
Well, all right, hold tight, you might want to stand back, because one small dawn is coming intact.
St. John forward, spitting out some more words, fully intact, jacked, ready to rap and attack. Small John on your lawn, living like a gnome, hit you with my lyrics like a bullet to your dome.
The night when he comes up here, he's either gonna kill or he's gonna suck. But there's no in between for Mr. John Forward.
Welcome to St. John Forward Radio. I am the host of St. John Forward Radio, the titular John Forward. That's me. Not sure there are many ways and forms that you might be consuming this product of an audio nature that you're hearing right now. The super fans out there, the best people. You're probably listening to this live. It's being generated in the moment, coming out Monday night, October 16th, 2017. 9 o'clock plus some change. I don't know exactly what time it is right now, but if you are a true fan, you're listening to it right then. You might also be listening to the podcast version, which comes out every Wednesday on johnforward.podbean.com. I should, technically it's also on johnforward.com. There's the little banner in the bottom that doesn't get updated in a timely fashion as much as it should be, but it's there. But regardless, if you go to the podcast section of johnforward.com, there'll be the latest episode will be there right at the top, and you click the little thing that opens up a menu for like the previous 7, I think, and then there's a link to the whole Podbean page. Just an amazing plethora of options for you to do that. There's some guest appearances on other podcasts on there too. But anyway, if you do go to johnforward.podbean.com and you just search through the archives and search and click and click and click and previous and previous and previous and previous, if you go all the way back, not so long ago it doesn't seem like, but October 17th 2016, that was the first episode of St. John Forward Radio. It was with Adam Landry and James Hovey from Hoveland. I took over the show from them. They were a little bit slacking on their Monday night Hoveland CFMH, local FM .ca. That's where this is all happening. People can listen to it. If you are listening to it live, it's 107.3 FM, or maybe you're listening on localfm.ca. I just pulled up the original episode with the Hoveland guys, and there is the show notes really leave something to be desired. That's part of the growth that the show has gone through over the past years. I'm looking at it right now. Didn't even have the famous logo of my selfie of just looking off into that Corona sign with the blue sky and the clouds behind me. I've got an original Glenn KMO sketch of me, which is a nice image, but not designed specifically for the show. All I've got is just a playlist and then a johnforward.com at the end. It's really shameful. Should be some Hoveland links. Should be a little description of what we talked about during the show. That's what I was going to read for you now, but it's just not there. But I do notice I played 6 songs during that first show, which is amazing. Normally I only play 3 songs throughout the show, so that's just another example of the evolution of St. John Forward Radio. It comes around. Hoveland, I took it from them because they were on a hiatus, and now 1 year later, Hoveland is coming back for one last score, and things are being filmed, things are written. I'm I'm a little bit slack on my end of things. I think they're doing three episodes, and I took a pass over the first two episodes. I never got around to the third one. None of my scenes have been filmed. Not sure anyway. I shouldn't even be discussing it. I should have the Hovland guys back in, but which probably would have made sense for since this is the anniversary show 1 year later. This is October 16th. The 1 year is tomorrow on the 17th. But if you're listening to the podcast version on October 18th, the average mathematically works out to the 17th. So everything checks out, math nerds. Both versions of the show are lead to an average of October 17th. We're not even going to talk about the repeat on local FM on Friday nights. That's just going to throw the numbers way off. But a lot of things have happened over the past year. I was in kind of a bad place in my life. I think back in October 2016, I had a job that I wasn't happy with. I'd been there for a long time. Lots of comedy beefs a-brewing and frothing and all that going on back in October 2016. But what did I say? 2016? That's not how you say words. But anyway, here in October 2017, I said that one on purpose. Things are better now. I'm two jobs later. One of them was just a brief hiatus in the middle this past summer, but I'm in a new one, and things are still going well. Most of my my comedy beefs have been pretty well resolved, or at least they've been turned down to a very low simmer. There's no active beefs really happening, except for in the minds of the beef gods. But anyway, my guest who's coming up a little bit later, she's one person that I know is really proud of my successes.
You know it, Hugabug. I'm so proud of you every day. It just warms my heart to see you.
Edna, my favorite great aunt, thank you so much for coming to the show.
You're welcome.
But this is my opening monologue for the show, and I don't I leave the microphone on for maybe a laugh in the background if I say something amusing. But for the most, just you know, I'll tell you.
It's like on the FTW show that you like so much. We listen to the man with the cats when you bring me to the grocery store in the car, and the man he talks. At the
Edna, I'm really glad that you came, but can you please let me finish this completely original intro monologue to my show.
Okay, dear
Edna, I'm gonna talk a little bit longer, and then like right before the end, I'm gonna say hi and introduce you.
Oh well, my name is Edna Fairweather.
Edna, I'll point at you when it's time to talk.
Okay, bugadoo.
All right, I'm going to turn off your mic, Edna, until it's time to talk. I'll just point at you when it's time for you to say something.
Okay.
So, anyway, back to this momentous occasion 1 year later on St. John Forward Radio. Just the evolution of things has Nobody really cares when things are going well for me. I think all of the good things in my life are, unfortunately, they're having a detrimental effect to this radio show. The fans don't want to hear that I'm living a happy and satisfying and fulfilling life outside of the studio. They want the dirt. Those St. John Forward Radio-eolics, they want to take no prisoners show. I get emails, comments, voicemails. People are stopping me on the street. I get letters. I don't know how people got my address. Just week after week, every episode after every episode, just people, they're saying that I'm taking too many prisoners. just taking prisoners left and right. I'll tell you, some of these people, they tell me that that I really should think about getting myself a prison to hold all the prisoners that I'm taking on this show. And I don't want to be a part of the prison industrial complex. So I'm making a decision. I'm making a stand right now that St. John Forward Radio, from this point forward, will be taking no prisoners. As you can tell by the anger in my voice, I'm getting really worked up here. The gloves are off. My laces are untied. My pockets, they're pulled inside out. It's time to name names, people. A whole list of names. People like lists, and they like lists of names even better. And this is probably going to be the most names of any radio show or podcast around. I've got all the names, and I just gotta say, I have had it up to here with these people doing your little shows, telling your little jokes, and all the rest of it. I mean, it's going to be really impossible for these people to continue on as things are going after they've been named one of the top 10 worst local comedians on St. John Forward Radio. I'm just, some bridges are going to get burned tonight, but enough is enough. Things have to be said, and I want to let that sink in before things start to get real. Realer than Real Deal Holyfield. And now, you hookers and hoes know how I feel. So, anyway, without further ado, let's hack some hacks! Drum roll, please. Number 10. On the St. John Forward Radio Show Top 10 Worst Local Comedians list, should be no surprise to anyone who has had to endure a set by this real piece of turd. It's just, this person is just, it's simply an embarrassment to the art form. There's no other way to put it. Like, I'm not a violent person, but this comic, and I use that word, it's a bit of a stretch. This comic, in air quotes, really makes me wish that murder was legal. Alright, so it's, of course, I'm talking about comedian... Edna, stop interrupting the show during my monologue. I'm trying to get through this top ten.
This shouldn't be happening on the radio.
Look, if you're gonna talk during the monologue, let me turn your mic on.
Jonathan, honey, are you okay? Do you want a Rolaid, sweetie? I know your tummy must hurt something awful right now, so sweet, but this is a little icky to be on the radio.
What do you want to take over? You think you can take no prisoners?
This isn't my first walk around the park, buddy boy. I did the movie redos on the CH to the show. Is the parents on film? You can do this, Edna. You can do this. You've done it before, and you're gonna do it again. Right? I'm Edna Fairweather, in for little Johnny Forward, who's under the weather. Not the Fairweather, that's me.
Give them a number.
You can in studio phone number 64. We can do a phone show. You can call the radio 6 4 8 5 9 2 5. That's just if you need to get a piece of paper. 6 6 4 8 5 9 2 5.
Area code 506.
Five oh six six four eight. 5 9 2 5 and we'll be right back after this.
Play the song, Edna. Just hit the button on my phone.
Oh, don't you worry, Stinker Bear.
Now?
Okay. I just, okay, this is, you're listening to St. John Forward Radio. That's him. And on local FM 107.3. And I'm Edna Fairweather. If you're just turning your radio on at right now, it's 9/20/20 here on a St. John night. I'm not your usual host of the St. John show. This is Edna Fairweather. The host is Jonathan Forward. He's here and he's a little bit he's having some tummy issues, and he can't get a garbage can, and he's. He has a hard time. He can't get the words out of his mouth. It's just and everything else that comes out of his mouth instead of the words. And it's really stinky in here. But I told him I would fill in and just take over the show, because we've got lots of show. There's how many minutes this goes to 10. Gee, it is past my bedtime here, but I'm having fun. It's just I want to take care of my little nephew, but I guess the way that he wants to be taken care of is he's a little artist, and he wants his show to have to keep going, and so I'm here. We've got lots of time left on the show. If anybody wants to, where's the phone? You could call the phone at 506-648-5922. Five, or should I read it? No, okay, no, we don't need it. So we what was that song that was just sick of you? That's that. Did you pick that before? Little John here. He's sick, but he's not sick of you, listeners. Not sick of no. What's no, I'm not going to read your list, your nasty list of 10. This is why don't you of your favorite people instead of this mean. This is mean. This is no, it's not. I'm not going to do this.
Maybe we should just what? Put on a no. CD for the rest of the show.
Oh, John, just no, stop. I'm not gonna. I can do this. We don't need to just put on a CD. Nobody wants to listen to this. This is you said. So I like the talk radio, and this is. We're the phone's not ringing. 6-4-8-5-9-2-5. The phone calls. That's. I don't know what to. Let me go on the Google. Let's do a search for best radio topics, and we've got the top five radio show topics that get the phones ringing. That sounds like a good. Let's click on. Okay, this will be. We've got Sherry Lynch, a nice. She's wearing a leather jacket. It's like your jacket, John. And so Sherry Lynch is an award-winning radio broadcaster,
recognized multiple times by the Alliance for Women in Media for her outstanding and realistic depiction of women. Maybe do you think that I will win that prize for I'm a depiction? And so where's the, okay, here we go. This is the topic. We're going to get the phones ringing. So here's how you can turn these five basic human needs into endlessly entertaining and often hilarious. This is a comedy show. You want, okay. Number one, food. Food, yeah, that's we can talk about what do I talk about? It says everyone eats. It's that simple. Food is so compelling that TV long ago figured how to make whole networks based on nothing but eating and cooking and talking about food, insanely profitable. And food is a window into personality. Food can be a window into your personality. I just like if. That's a nice. I never. When if you want to get to know somebody out there, you just open their window and you see what they're eating. Like do we have anybody on the phone that wants how is food your window? Have you learned about someone's personality and culture because of their food? For breakfast today, I had the shredded wheat with some skim milk on top, just to moisten it up a little, just a little bit, you know. It's and just, you know, today I was excited about coming on the radio show here tonight, so I just put a little sprinkle of brown sugar on that shredded wheat, and I had it with my tea for breakfast today. And what did you eat for breakfast today? Hi. You must eat a lot for breakfast today. But if anybody wants to call in with their breakfast, lunch is another one of the meals. I had a tuna fish sandwich and watch my stories today. And I pet the cat and folded the linens. And then in the afternoon I had some Ritz crackers, and then for supper I had a nice piece of haddock I got at the superstore, and I put it in the pan with some in a can of green beans, and that was my supper. So what do St. John Forward listening of the show, what did you have for lunch and supper? The phone's not
PlayStation ID
is that on here on the okay it's on the okay We'll play that, and then can I play my song? Okay. So it's here. So we'll do that in the song.
Play
just
PlayStation. CFMH 107.3 will send it to you.
Heartaches, my loving you meant only heartaches. Your kiss was such a sacred thing to me. I can't believe it's just a burning memory. Heartaches, heartaches, what does it matter how new, but my heart aches for you. Heartaches, heartaches, my loving you meant only heartaches. Your kiss was such a sacred thing to me. I can't believe it's just a burning memory. Heartaches, what does it matter how my heart breaks? I should be happy with someone new, but my heart aches for you. Heartaches, heartaches, what does it matter?
Welcome back to we've got a phone call. Hello? Caller. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the St. John Forward Radio Show.
Wow.
Well, yeah. I'm Edna.
Okay. Did you get lost playing bingo on Union Street?
No, I got a drive here with my great nephew John. He's over there, but he can't talk right. He's very sick, and he seems every time he tries to say some words, he just barfs. It's getting messy in here.
Oh wow! So you must be playing his set that he did at the Frondi Fringe Festival. It seemed like
what was that? Was that I want to come see John tell the jokes. He's good. Who are we talking to?
My name is Arif.
Arif?
Yeah, well, you know, that's close enough, but Arif, I just sort of pronounced it before.
You're a fan of my Johnny here?
Well, no one's really a fan of John.
No? He tells me that he's very good.
Well, you know, it's, John has a debilitating mental illness, and, You know this.
Well, you should see all the pills in my purse. I'm doing pretty good these days, but you know you wouldn't want to be in my way without those pills, Arif.
Oh man, Aunt Edna, is that what your name is, Edna?
Yeah, Edna Fairweather.
Fairweather. Wow, he's really creative with the with the last name?
I didn't. I was born with it. I guess, like, we can go back to the generations, and I maybe the family goes back to a place where the weather is fair.
Okay. Are you sure you just didn't spend some time watching Coronation Street?
I like the Corey, but I don't think there are no fair weathers on Corey. Are you from Britain?
Well, close. So we were once owned by Britain.
It's a very interesting name.
Yeah, well, it was a better period, but that's a controversial opinion. I mean, we don't need to get into history, but what's your, what are you looking for in a man?
Let's
start with the most important.
Okay.
Length. What are we talking about? Length?
The length? Well, I like a man who's lived a long life. I like to...
You know what I'm talking about.
I don't want these young fellas. What? I'm sorry. A few years ago, my husband Josiah.
You guys Jehovah's Witness? What are you, Mormon? What's going on?
No,
Josiah,
we're just
a very Old Testament name.
Humans. He was my high school sweetheart, but a few years ago, he was
a prospector from the 1930s.
No, he used to paint roofs.
Okay, all right.
He used to paint roofs, and Josiah didn't love me anymore, and so I'm looking for a new man, you know, just someone to pass the time with.
Yeah. I have news for you now.
Oh?
Is your favorite kind of gravy... dark gravy.
I like a good mushroom gravy. Oh, that was a funny joke. I think I don't get it.
I feel like you're not picking up what I'm throwing down.
I want to pick it up. I'm just
You're doing a great job. Thank you so much for.
You're welcome, John. We're gonna need a mop in here.
I can't believe you got your own. You truly are a deeply mentally unwell person who makes a soundboard
voice. That's not very nice. I think I need to hang up on this mean person. Goodbye, mean caller. Well, that wasn't very nice at all. So Arif, you're a mean man, but I guess we could talk about Josiah and everything that happened.
That we'll be here all night. I've already got a pre-taped, edited Parents on Film version of you talking about just hit play on the.
All right. Well, let's. Where's the Parents on Film? I guess I got it. So here's an H to the C classic.
Parents on Film.
Hi there, everybody. This is Edna, and this episode's gonna be a little bit different than before. This Parents on Film, but this one will just be Parent on Film, or I guess Parent on things, I guess. Josiah isn't here with me today. We were supposed to do a movie review for Gone with the Wind, and we've been talking about this for a long time, and we finally sat down to watch it, but There won't be a review this time. Josiah really liked the movie, but I didn't like it. It wasn't a bad movie, but I thought it was long, and there was a little bit of salty language, but I didn't like it. And Josiah did, and that should be okay. But Josiah, he's, God love him, he's very stubborn and he's traditional, and he says, "Anna, this is the greatest." this is the greatest movie ever. And wives aren't supposed to disagree with their husbands. And I tried to say, "Josiah, it's okay if we don't like the same movies," but he says that the people say that this is the best movie ever, and that he's saying it, and that I shouldn't argue. And I don't understand. And I always thought our differences were what that made this marriage and this podcast strong, but listeners, I know you don't usually see this side of him, and I don't like talking about Josiah when he's not here, but he can be very mean. He told me that I was just telling him why I didn't like the movie, but then he started, as he said, my boobies, they hang too low. He said I talk too much all the time, and I never stop, and he's... He said that everybody knows that I dye my hair, and I do dye my hair, but it just makes me, I feel nice when I look nice, and that was mean, and I didn't like it, and he got upset. Now Josiah, he's a lot of things, but he never laid a hand on me. But he got very mad, and he stormed out and said he was gonna go stay with his brother, and that he didn't want to be my husband anymore. And that's not easy for me, everybody. And Since then, he's been leaving. I don't want to talk to him, because it's hard for me. It's hard for me when somebody that close to you is says terrible things, and he's been leaving voice messages on the message machine and writing me letters, and he's saying that he's sorry. And it's hard because I know he means it, but deep in my bosom, I know that he does feel bad. But if I just forgive him and take him back, I just know that he'll never change. And I mean, this is not the first time. This is how it always is with Josiah for a long time. Sometimes we disagree, whether it's soup or chowder, Gold Bond or No Name, Tylenol or Advil, Smurfs movies or Alvin and the Chipmunks movies. Sometimes we don't like the same thing, and that's okay. It's healthy. But it's not okay to get mean about it every single time. Even if you feel bad about it after, it doesn't change what happened, and where then that is something inside of you, and it comes out, you get upset and it comes out, and you might not be you feel bad after, but it's in there. And I'm a strong woman, and I won't let myself be torn down by any man. even if it's a man that I love. And Josiah, if you're listening, I don't know if the man I married is still in there, or if that man was ever real at all. But if he's in there, you need some help to find him. If that's the man that you want to be, then you need to get some help, Josiah. And not just for me, for yourself. But until then, I think the best thing will be for us to spend some time apart and, that's it for this time, Parents on Film. I don't know if there will be a next time or not, but I wanted to tell everybody what was happening so that you know. And don't worry about me. I'll be okay. Goodbye.
welcome back to the John Forward St. John show. And what was the Foo Fighters? You like that screaming music? That hurt my ears. I can't believe it.
I'm actually feeling a little bit better.
Okay, well, that's good.
Which is good because I actually have pretty strong opinions on this. So I just, you know, I wanted to.
Oh, not again! No, Jonathan, just no. You need to. We need. There's only 10 minutes left in the show. We don't need to listen to that foolishness. I'm sorry that you're feeling bad, but there's laws probably about things on the radio. What are the 648-5925s? If you know what the barf laws are for the radio. That screamy yelly music, I don't like it. We should have listened to that old radio show talking about Josiah. We should have played that Patsy Cline heartache song after that, because it's, you know, it makes me sad listening back about Josiah, and we're still that was four years ago, I think, and. I don't want Josiah to be my husband anymore, but you know, we wanted to be friends, and we would go and play. I'd go play in our shuffleboard league, and we'd say hello, and that was it. But then we've got a phone call. Hello?
Is this Edna Fairweather?
Yes, dearie. Who's this?
This is Dan McCarthy. I am also a comedian, and I am friends with your nephew, John.
Oh, hi. Yeah. Hi, Dan.
Hi.
John, John. Oh, no. He's, no. Okay, John's still sick.
He's still sick?
He can't come to the phone. Still,
he's still comedically throwing up in the exact same noise for the past hour.
I don't know where he gets it. He must ate a lot of pudding and corn from the, it looks like, and it's smells like cheese and socks in here.
Pudding and corn. Yeah. I was wondering, Aunt Edna.
Okay.
Do you have any embarrassing stories from when John was little?
Oh, well, he's not going to stop me now. They're cute stories. He turns all red, but there was the, he was staying in my trailer, and, he was in the shower one morning, and, I heard a big big ruckus and a big thump, and I went in to check, and he was laying, the shower was still going, but he fell down, and he was holding on to the soap dish, the hanger for the face cloth, and he must have been doing something in there, and he squeezed it too tight, and it broke off. And he slipped, and I had to go in there, and I got there was just soap everywhere. I got it all over my hands when I tried to pick him up. Just this white. We had pink soap. He must have used his own white shampoo that he brought with him. But that was
like the soap. I've heard of young men doing that.
Yeah,
the body washes are very popular.
Yeah, he fell, and he was he's shaking his head right now, but he's not saying it. He's okay. Was it a good story, Danny?
Yeah.
Okay. See. It's okay. Your friends aren't going to be embarrassed. You don't need to be embarrassed. Do you have any other questions? Are you a big superstar like my great nephew John here?
I am actually.
You must be at the Yuck Yucks if you're a comedian.
I'm a very big deal in the St. John comedy scene.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, like probably the best one. Like John can like verify, but like you know,
well,
like, you can take his word for it. But yeah, I'm the best one.
He's your name's not on this list here that I've got in front of me. He was gonna have this mean list of the comedians that he didn't like. But then he just got sick and he couldn't get through. But you're not on the top. What is this? The top 10 worst local comedians. Yeah, you're not one of the worst. So
well, that's great because there's like 11 of us. So
you must be number one best.
If I'm not on the 10 worst, right?
Yeah. Or he's handing me a piece of paper. Are you on the No Jokes Barred show this weekend?
I wish I was. I'm going to do No Jokes Barred again very soon. It's been almost a year.
Well, you'll have to tell him to tell me, and he'll bring me down, and I'll have a nice coffee before the show, so I don't find what time do those start? I'm usually in bed. I'm getting real sleepy right now.
I believe they generally start around 9 o'clock at the R Bar, 2 Charlotte Street, St. John, New Brunswick.
Okay, and he's telling me that the next one is this Saturday on the 21st at the place, and he sure is funny. He says so.
Oh yeah. Oh, he can tell a story. He can spin a yarn, as it were.
Well, you know, he learned it from me. I used to always, he'd just come sit on my knee, and I would just tell him story after story, and about how, like, just earlier today, I was telling him about these new drapes that I have, and I only paid $5.99 for the quarter sheet, and so four of those, and the whole picture window, it looks so nice.
Oh, that's really nice.
And I'm on a budget, especially as a single gal of a certain age. But we'll keep that age between us. The lady doesn't tell.
Oh, come on! You can't tell us how old you are. Come on.
But yeah. So what else?
Edna, jeez, this is reminding me of all the editing I used to need to do for your segment. Oh. You should not be live on the.
That's not very. Oh, John. Johnny, that's not very nice. So I think he's given me the single that we need to close up the show. But thank you for your phone. You were much nicer than the last phone call. He said I was a mental deficient, I think.
Yeah, he's a lot nicer once you get to know him. That's not very. True. No, he's not that nice of a dude, but he is also a very good comedian.
Oh, is he? He didn't seem very funny when he was on the phone. It was just mean. Does he just go on in the microphone and say mean things?
He says some nice things, but generally they're about mean people. So
okay,
yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in, and we're gonna wrap up the show. That was what was your name again, son?
My name was Dan McCarthy.
Okay. Well, yeah. have a good night, and Godspeed, Dan McCarthy.
All right, Godspeed, Edna Fairweather.
Bye. Bye-bye now. Well, that was nice. John, you have some nice friends out there. Oh, John, gee. Well, we're almost to the end, so what? Okay, so this has been St. John Forward Radio, your usual host. We'll be back next week. John Forward, I'm so proud of him. And this is on Monday, October the 16th, and the cad paused version will come out on Wednesday on John Forward com, and come to the Jokes Barred show on Saturday, October 21 at our bar. And that's all. I hope you have a good night, everybody. And this is so much. I need to come back. Oh, that's well. Anyway, that's the end.